Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's Video Ask Vic. No, I'm not Vic. I'm Mike, filling in for Vic while he's out of the office. But I think this week's question is one that he would appreciate. It comes from Zach in Holland, Michigan, who asks, Vic, I was thinking about the new trucking rule and how it will affect the kind of running backs we will see in the future. I see people with speed like DeJuan Harris being that future. What do you think about him and the position to come? First of all, Zach, I think DeJuan Harris definitely has a future with the Packers. The spark he gave the running game down the stretch last year was impressive. He bolted for 13 yards on his first NFL carry and then added a 14-yard TD run against Detroit later that same game. The regular season finale at Minnesota might have been his best outing when he carried 14 times for 70 yards, an even 5 yards per rush, and he didn't take his first handoff in that game until the second quarter. Then he had a rushing touchdown in each of the two playoff games. It's hard to project a 5'8" running back as a workhorse, so I expect the Packers to pair him with another runner for a 1-2 punch in the backfield in 2013. With regards to the trucking rule, as you call it, about offensive players lowering their heads and using the crown of their helmets to strike a blow, I think some people, Vic included, are getting a little too worked up about this. The league has said it's only looking to flag the obvious battering ram type of move. Running backs can still drop their pads to take on defenders. Strike that blow with the shoulder pad and everything will be fine. There may be some controversial calls as the officials get used to this new rule, but that's part of the transition process. I don't think the rule is going to change the future of the running back position, as some have suggested. But a quick twitch back like Harris, who is more likely to run around you than through you, will still have a future too. For Packers.com, filling in for Vic Ketchman, I'm Mike Spofford.